Also, a very interesting art exhibition is on in Portland at the moment. It's at the Portland Arts Centre, which invites us to think about the violent history between the early settlers and the local Indigenous population. Joining me now is Rachel Joy, who is an artist involved with the Portland Arts Centre there. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Tell us about this exhibition. What inspired you to create it?
I suppose I've always been interested in Western District history. I grew up in the Western District, and my family had a farm up in the Northern Grampians area. And I suppose I just kept coming across more and more examples of violent interactions between the settlers and the local Aboriginal community. And I was finding it more and more difficult to reconcile my own love of that country with what I knew to be true. I just felt that I couldn't look at the place with the same eyes anymore once I started to know these things.
I know that a lot of research is going on into the history of it. And in fact, there was an interactive map that was made of massacre sites. I think it was something, though, that for a long time hasn't been spoken about, and people even in that area might not really know the history of some of the very violent goings-on that happened between the first, white settlers and Indigenous people.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's quite a common thing, surprisingly, for people not to know the history of our own local areas, not in the kind of detail that we should. And I think, that's partly due to the fact that, we weren't told about those things in school. I hope that through exhibitions like the one that I'm staging down at Portland, we can start to open up a bit more of a conversation about those things, because I do think it's important that we're able to recognise that part of our history.
Tell me about the exhibition itself. I understand you're featuring some materials collected from massacre sites, including from the site of the Convincing Ground Massacre in Portland.
Yeah, look, part of my process is to go to the sites where these events took place and to spend time, I suppose, doing what I would consider field research in the site. My works are materially driven, so materials are an important part of the language of the artworks. So yes, the work that I have that relates to the Convincing Ground Massacre does have sand from the beach worked into the paint, so you can see the texture of that sand in the paint, and it runs over 7 panels. So it's quite a big work. And the reason that it has those different panels is to allow for the gaps in the history that we don't have. We don't have all the information about what happened on that day, and we may never really know all the information there, but perhaps in those gaps lies the truth somewhere there.
I understand that you've done a degree in Australian history and race relations. I think it's quite an interesting way to explore this issue through art. I think sometimes art can just be a little bit less confrontational than other mediums can be.
Yeah, I think art also has that real possibility to move us. I think, for example, one of the works that I've made is about the Umbrella Wars, which was basically a 15-year period where there were continuing guerrilla warfare. There was continuing guerrilla warfare and skirmishes going on. And I view that work much as, for example, Picasso's Guernica. That work was about recognising the suffering of the people of the town of Guernica at the time when they were bombed during the Second World War. And it really served to change people's minds about about the war and the way it was perceived. And I do think that art has that capacity to open people's eyes to the truth of things, but perhaps in a more subtle way and a way that appeals perhaps more to their emotional sense. Yeah.
So this exhibition is called Haunting, and it features sculpture and painting and printmaking. Are they all works that you've done, or do they feature artists across the board?
No, they're works that I've done. They're all my works, and it's a culmination of a project that's been running now for me for about 3.5 years. So, yeah, they're large history paintings, for want of a better term, and also some smaller bronze sculptures, some a floor work, and some prints there. So, yeah, I work across a number of mediums.
I think it's quite interesting holding this exhibition at the time when we're seeing so many councils start to question whether Australia Day should be held on the 26th of January. The Glenelg Shire only just recently announced that it would be maintaining its support for Australia Day celebrations on the 26th of January. Do you think the community of Portland is interested in exploring these issues?
Yeah, I do. I really do think so. I've at the opening last night, there were many people who were surprised to learn about the history of their local area, and really interested to explore these issues further. I think there's a lot of people who are interested to listen to what Aboriginal voices are telling us about how they feel about Australia Day. And you know, we've recently had statements by Southwest Elder Larry Clark telling us that that the Aboriginal community here doesn't feel included in Australia Day celebrations, and that's a very painful time for them. Mm. I think, yeah, it's a conversation that we need to open up. And I suppose that's what I hope that this show does, is to start people having conversations with their neighbours, with their friends, about what these what our history is, but also how we move forward together in a way that's a bit more compassionate and sensitive.
Thank you for your time, Rachel, this morning. It sounds like a very interesting exhibition.
Thanks so much.
Rachel Joy, who's an artist with her works on display at the Portland Arts Centre called Haunting, and looking at the violent history between the early settlers and the local Indigenous population.